Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This episode is my 30th birthday celebration, and if you pay attention to this podcast at all, you'll know that it's a month late. So, but it's here. It's posted and it's really fun. It's just a departure from like what I usually do. I was kind of getting a little bit food fatigued, I guess. So we just talk about all things birthday, being in our 30s. My friend Marissa's on. There's a special surprise guest in the middle of the episode, so make sure to watch out for that. And it was just a lot of fun. So thank you for Marissa for coming on. It's always a joy and a pleasure, and you are amazing at being in your 30s. So I think those are the only housekeeping items. It's December, so Christmas is coming up. I'm not going to be doing any episodes until the middle of January, but if you have a someone that you are wanting to be on the show, then just send me an email, okcovereasy@aol.com, and I'll make sure to reach out to them. And as always, you can follow me, okcovereasy, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I don't really post on the Twitter, so just follow @Mallory. And yeah, overeasy.blog. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you have a very happy holidays with your friends and family. And I will see you in 2019. Bye.
Where are we at? Oh wait, shit. We're popping bottles at the studio.
We are.
If you would like to hear me drop some rhymes, or do you drop fat beats and record rhymes? I don't know how it works. I listen to a lot of acoustic stuff.
Are you an indie music person?
I think like right now, there's this kind of phenomenon where guys who used to be in punk bands do acoustic shit.
Ooh.
And am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm all about that. And so, like, if you have tattooed knuckles and used to be, like, all about the punk rock scene, and now you're just doing acoustic stuff, like, I'm into it. Please send me your album.
So I have heard from my friend Bryce, who was on the last episode. He's a high school teacher. He said Panic at the Disco is, like, super popular with high school students.
It's back. Like, what? They have a couple of new songs. Like,
yeah.
It's bizarre.
And so he was like, do you know their old stuff? And they were like, yeah. And they said something was like the middle of their careers. Like, no, but their old stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like,
in the afternoon stuff.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said 9 in the afternoon. And he was like, no, but do you know...
Do you chime in with haven't you people ever heard of listening to goddamn people?
So Marissa is here and she's a YouTuber, and have you ever watched Shane Dawson?
I think I have, so, but I always confuse him with Fred, who used to have a channel and then was on Nickelodeon.
So I watched the entire Shane Dawson, Jake Paul thing. I watched it all. And there's this rapper in there that they like highlight a little bit because he's like part of like the Team 10. Mm-hmm. And he has a song called Six Figures. And he's like, six figures I was only four. And like they just like kind of make fun of him because he's like, how can you have six figures when you're only 4 years old?
Right. Like, did you get a trust fund? What?
There's a video that's like interrupting like classic songs. And it's like, I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, and he's like, six figures I was only four. Somebody said that to me today. Shout out to Aaron. And I was literally dying laughing because I remember that song. Mm-hmm. The Panic at the Disco life.
So it's part of one of my favorite Vines of all time. I know you like Vines.
I love Vine.
So there's this one Vine where two women, probably like between the ages of 17 and 21, are wearing like footy pajamas, like flannel footy pajamas. Uh-huh. And then I chime in, like that comes in, and then they start doing the Scenester Kid dance in these footy pajamas. It's
I fantastic. Need to watch that.
I'll send it to you.
ASAP.
I have, if you guys need a watch list of Vines that are now on YouTube, like.
You can hit me up too, yeah, because okay. I have a Twitter thread that has the best Vines, the most iconic Vines. It's not mine, it's someone else's, but I have it saved, so I can send that to you. There was a really funny video that my boyfriend sent me on the Chive, which, like, he sends me Chive shit all the time, so I had to, like, download the Chive app. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, It's just, it references Hi, Welcome to Chili's, and it's
I love that one.
So hilarious. So I'll post that one.
Every time I drive by a Chili's, like, I have
Hi, welcome to Chili's. Like, yeah. Why is that so funny?
Why is he in his underwear and why is he walking that way?
The funniest part of that vine, I think, is the caption, because he's like, I've been working really hard on this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, literally, you see the toilet, which I'm like, that's a masterpiece. Like, you see mm-hmm. the toilet and then you see the mirror and he's like, Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Mine is a lost art, and I think we might need to bring it to Instagram stories.
I miss it so, but it's like, you will never see anything like it again, mm-hmm. unless Vine 2 comes out, which, who knows, 2019, what is in store for us, you know?
It's a weird new horizon out there without Vine.
My friend Marissa's here with me, and we're celebrating my 30th birthday. So let's just pop the champagne right now.
Popping bottles in the studio.
Shout out to Annie and Amber, who gave me this bottle of champagne when I was at their house the other night. Because they had seen my Instagram post. There we go.
That's a good pop.
Some cooks. Thank you. Shout out to them. They're my best friends.
Also, cooks, if you want to sponsor us.
Shout out to cooks if you want to sponsor us.
Hit up Mallory.
Hit up me. And this is going to be like another episode, like the Halloween episode, where we really don't talk about food that often.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably come up because we just ate at the garage.
Yes, we did.
And it was delicious. But also, like, if you hear me breathing heavily into the microphone, it's just because I'm trying to digest the burger and fries that I consumed.
I had the fish tacos, and the fish tacos are number one. I really like the tacos at the garage and the chips and queso. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Shout out to HSRG, even though I'm technically no longer rehirable by your corporation.
Wait, is that Hal Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hal Smith Restaurant Group. Yeah. I worked at JR's Family Barbecue back when I was 21, and I got written up and I signed my write up form, Your Mom. And so I was fired.
And never rehirable by Hal Smith.
Right. But look at me now.
Shout out to. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shout out to Emily. That champagne is sweet.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to the show. Let's do Eat of the Week.
Let's do it.
Where have you been eating that you've been loving?
So I'm going to be real.
Okay.
I haven't gone any place like fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I told Mallory earlier that I picked up some wings at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Southeast Norman. It's basically in Noble.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have either been eating like meal prep food with rice, beans, and chicken and salsa.
Yeah.
Or I might pick up a donut in the student union at Ooh. OU right before my classes.
Nice.
Because that's who I am.
I did meal prep this week, and I did harvest bowls, which was like microwavable quinoa and rice, and air fried sweet potatoes and rotisserie chicken and greens and then pumpkin seeds. And it was really good, really filling.
And then I put
like whatever sauce I had like on hand on
top of
it.
Can we just talk about how you're kind of like the Goop Gwyneth Paltrow of Oklahoma City?
Am I?
I mean, like you would probably never encourage me to steam my vagina or, you know, put a jade egg up in there.
But maybe
you would. But I mean, also you just said like harvest bowls and that felt very like Oprah, it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Oprah, it's a good thing. I also did chia seed puddings, which was very easy and, like, delicious.
I used to be all about those when I had, like, the 9-to-5 job.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now with my job, I don't necessarily need to prep that much in advance. And also, like, now I'm an intermittent faster and I just don't do breakfast.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. I think you had told me that before. And you drink your water with a little bit of OJ in it.
Yeah, so it is one part orange juice, 7 parts water, which is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
But in Nalgene, if you have a Nalgene, it's 4 ounces of orange juice, 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Shout out to your orange juice water life.
It's delightful. It's just like I'm just drinking watered down juice all day.
And everyone's like, what's in that? I bet you get so annoyed. Like,
my students all day are like, is that lemonade? Are you stealing lemonade from the union? That's brilliant. I should do that. And I'm like, okay. First of all, I'm not stealing. Second of all, yes, you should steal. But
yes, stealing is okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a fountain drink, go for it.
I'm gonna go ahead and skip Grocery Gab and OKC Talk because we don't really want to talk about that. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
Because we're celebrating my 30th birthday and we're going to go through 30 topics.
All 30 of them.
All 30. I have them cut up in little strips. So we're just going to like grab a strip and then go for it. So
let's do it.
First of all, I thought it would be fun to look at our birthday on the Oklahoman.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this.
So your birthday is in October. It was last week, right?
Yes, October 22nd.
Okay, so I am going to browse.
1985. It was a good year.
1985. And October, did you say 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a Tuesday. What time were you born? So everyone can check your chart.
I believe it was 8:05 a.m. I was a scheduled C-section baby.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, okay.
My brother was an emergency C-section, and then after that, the doctor was, like, telling my mom, like, with this mistake, baby, that you're having your second one, like, it's going to be an emergency. Or no, it's going to be a scheduled C-section.
So the first thing that I see is Piers offers to attend peace conference in Jordan. So we've got some national news. Mm. Nye wraps bankers on tax loophole.
What?
maybe this is George why I'm Nye?
So addicted to justice.
Yeah. George, it was Governor George Nye.
Oh.
He was getting those bankers and making sure that they did their part.
I don't know a lot about him, but I've been in a building named after him.
His eyebrows.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen his eyebrows?
I have not.
They're incredible.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm gonna do some research.
I went to UCO. You went to UCO too?
No, I went to OU.
Okay. I went to UCO. Mm-hmm. He would show up at UCO things.
Yeah, because there's like the Nye Centers, like the union was
the,
or something.
He
or?
Was the president of UCO for a while.
Yeah.
So Nye University Center. And he has some killer eyebrows. They're just like huge and fluffy and gray and incredible.
Shout out to old men with caterpillars on their faces. Like,
yeah.
That is a look.
My favorite headline on your day of birth is felony charges planned after raid on dogfight in Okefuski County.
Oh my God.
I don't even think that's a county anymore.
Really?
Let's click on it.
I think Okefuski is, but I think it's super small. Also, maybe this is why I own a rescue pit bull.
Yeah,
like, it
maybe.
Was destined. This is insane.
Dog fighting charges against 6 people, and 40 people will be charged with being spectators at the dog fight.
Also, damn. Like, if you are into dog fighting and you're listening to this, like, first of all, I don't know how you heard about this. But also, just rethink your life choices.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Absolutely. That's on the front page of the paper. I really liked to look at the ads in the paper. Some of the restaurants.
Ooh, is Molly Murphy's listed? I bought a book about Molly Murphy's the other day.
What is Molly? That? No, tell me about Molly Murphy's.
So it's Molly Murphy's House of Ill Repute. I will send you some of their old commercials.
Okay.
But it was basically like this grab ass style restaurant on Meridian near the airport.
Okay.
And it was like fancy, had this, they had a salad bar that was in a Jaguar. Like they remodeled the Jaguar,
no!
like a Jaguar convertible.
I think it was in here. I think there was, like, an article about
yes!
it.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed with it. I never got to go, but I remember when I was, like, 3, a friend of mine got to go and Minnie Mouse. Like, because all the servers dressed in costumes.
Okay.
And Minnie Mouse got to take her to the bathroom, and that just seemed like the pinnacle of luxury.
And it
me.
Was on Northwest Expressway.
Was it? I thought it was on Meridian.
Okay, Meridian.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, the Oklahoma City in the 80s was a strange time.
Yeah.
You need to get Steve Lackmire on the podcast. To
oh,
about that
sounds like it would be an event for the ages. I don't know if we would agree on anything. One of my favorites in the your birthday page is now making house calls on video cassette. You can get Ghostbusters at the video store.
That's exciting. Yeah. I literally just watched that last night.
Okay, so there is a result for Molly Murphy's. It's from 2008. A newly released book brings back memories of Molly's Murphy's, which restaurant fans would like to see in Bricktown. So it was in Bricktown?
No, so they want to bring it back.
Oh.
But I think there's a lot of drama about it and maybe tax evasion. I bought the book, but it was written by the owners, so I don't necessarily trust it.
Okay.
But I want to do, like, this deep dive serial podcast style look into
Molly Murphy's.
Yeah.
I am down for that for you. And you can borrow my Oklahoman account for the next month because I only paid 99 cents and then I will cancel it.
Fantastic. Thank you. This is perfect.
Okay, so we're gonna look at my birthday newspaper. And I already looked at it like a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So you're born in 88, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 88, November 4th.
I did that math, y'all.
She knows. And that was a Friday. Mm-hmm. The headline is city high school students would elect Dukakis. I'm not sure what that means.
How are the high schoolers? Like, I mean, only the seniors. Oh, God.
Dog held in attack to be killed.
What?
Why? What is with the dog fights and
here's
the dogs
the deal,
dying?
Oklahoma. Everybody listening to this has to donate to an animal shelter
for my birthday. Yeah,
because what the hell is going on?
I don't know. There's not really that many good articles on my birthday. Pay hike vote delayed today before election. I have a birthday around election day, so sometimes it is election day. And then everybody's talking about, like, midterms. I just want to put the PSA out there. Go vote.
Yeah. Vote or die.
Vote or die. Because we... it doesn't matter what your political view is. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're raging liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But
also, like, Mallory and I are in our early 30s. We haven't had children yet, but we might in the future. And we would like Oklahoma to be able to accommodate them with a school that, you know, meets 5 days a week. That's not asking a lot.
Yeah, it's not. And that has, like, air conditioning, maybe.
Yeah, and we can't afford to live in Edmond. Come on.
Don't make me homeschool my children.
Yeah, I'm please. Probably going to unschool mine. I'm going to be a hippie that lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Speaking of, shout out to Marie.
I love Marie.
The Lazy W. She... made me an apron.
I saw that on Instagram.
Isn't that incredible?
Her aprons are amazing. Also, if you're listening to this and you are looking for a very thoughtful gift for Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
contact Marie. Her website is, I believe, the Lazy W, right?
Let me make sure of that.
Or it's Lazy W Marie.
Yeah.
Her farm is called the Lazy W. If you've never been out there, you can't just show up. But
she has to invite you.
Right. But it's lovely out there. She has a German shepherd named Klaus. She has two horses and
she's
a llama.
The most beautiful woman I've ever
she is
seen
amazing.
In my life.
Amazing. I love her. She is the sweetest, kindest, most generous soul you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, every time I talk with her, I remember there are good people in this world, and they're named Marie, and they live in Choctaw
yeah.
on the farm.
And she posted a photo of my apron on her blog, and I'm obsessed with it, and mm-hmm. I love what she made for me. It was very, very sweet.
Yes.
She did not have to do that, and it was a gift, and... I highly, highly recommend looking at her blog and maybe ordering something from her.
Yeah, absolutely. Just contact her. If you find her on social media, I believe she is the Lazy W.
Uh-huh.
And then her blog is lazywmarie.com.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to Marie for sure. Let's go back to my birthday. Friday, November 4th, 1988. There's a lot of Dillard's ads.
Man, shout out to Dillard's for having really nice jeans.
Shout out to Dillard's.
That's like the only place to buy jeans in Norman. Fun fact.
Really?
I mean, you can get them at like Target and Old Navy and stuff like that. But like if you're trying to go above the $30 jean price point and get something that's, you know, going to last, then you got to go to Dillard's.
My favorite part of looking at this paper was the personals and the classifieds. And it was really crazy to me being like a millennial and being raised like after September 11th, people would just like try to sell their plane tickets.
Yeah.
You could transfer plane tickets. What?
Yeah. No, I remember I went to Mexico when I was growing up and me and my brother didn't have to have a passport because we were kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a bizarre world we used to live in, but also maybe we live in the bizarre world now. I don't know.
Maybe it was... normal back then and bizarre now.
I think everything was just like one like really well orchestrated game of grab ass back in the past and like there were no rules for anything.
Right. So I thought that was fun. Subscribe to the Oklahoman for at least a month. Give them 99 cents. You mm-hmm. can look up your birthday on the digital archives.
Yeah. Give that dark money corporation that owns our newspaper some money. I'm sorry. I haven't had a lot to drink, but I haven't been drinking much lately. So
yeah.
I've had two Coors Banquets and a little bit of champagne. And I'm going to get spicy.
Yeah, she is spicy right now.
I'm real and spicy, and I'm eating candy.
We're about to get into the topics, the 30 topics. So for my 30th birthday, we are going to go over 30 topics, and I cut them up into little strips of paper, and then I say we just go back and forth and and start. So
I'm going to move some of this stuff because I feel like I'm about to spill this bottle of champagne into my mouth, mostly.
All right, I'm going to start with this first one. What are some of your benchmarks for having a successful life, i.e. having a Sam's Club membership or having a garage fridge?
Oh, man. Do you want to start with this or you want me to answer first?
I will start basically having a garage fridge and a Sam's Club membership. Are both things that I'm like, okay, I feel like when I have those things, I am an adult and I have like made it. Also having all the same like body products.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. And making sure that they are cruelty free and organic and like all of those things that they tell you to do, but you just can't get your shit together and you have to buy Neutrogena face wash. Yeah. I feel like that's a big one for me is like having those products that are supposed to be good for you. But also having a garage fridge so you can put drinks out there. And then I already have a Sam's Club membership. So
it's life changing. It is. If you don't have one and you're like, it's too expensive, it's not. And also,
or a Costco membership.
Yeah. Like the electronics you can buy, it's totally worth it. And then, like, not to be that girl, but like also the clothing, like,
is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 80% of my workout clothes from Sam's.
Yep. The Sam's Club athleisure, number one. We've talked about it on this podcast before. Check it out. And also the Instagram account, Sam Simple Savings.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see, it's based out of Bentonville. So, like, naturally. Obviously, it's, like, by Walmart.
We probably know them through, like, the Women Bloggers Collective, which is now the Megaphone Collective.
Yeah. shout out to them. They don't listen to this podcast because they don't visit my website, probably.
I mean, no, but we're too young.
Yeah, we're way too young.
We don't have any kids named Jace or Gage. I'm sorry. Spicy.
Hey. Okay. So what are your benchmarks?
So my benchmarks are being able to work from home 100%. I know that that's not something that a lot of people want. A lot of people do like to go into the office. Personally, I hate small talk and I can't get anything done when people are talking to me.
Right.
So I really want to be able to work from home or be my own boss. Like that's the number one goal, but I understand like if I can't necessarily get there 100%. So also with like a lot of the work I would do, it'd be client work anyway, so like there's a boss involved there. But also I want to be the type of person that goes to the grocery store and doesn't look at price tags and just puts what they want in the cart and then goes home regardless of what it is. Like grocery store, Target, whatever. I don't care. I want to like accidentally drop $500 at Target and it not matter.
I think that's a goal for a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, I would love that as well. And I would love to be able to do all my grocery shopping at Whole Foods. And it's like, instead, I go to a bunch of different places because the prices are all better.
I'm pretty much an Aldi girl unless I need to get like big things. Then I'll go to Sam's. Or if I'm doing like office supplies, because I do have like a business account that I buy like business supplies from for like my blog and all that stuff. But yeah, no, I would like, there's no Whole Foods in Norman, but I would go to Sprouts and just like, oh yeah, we're going to have salmon and yellowfin tuna for dinner every night. Like, I want to be that person.
Love it. Okay, so you want to pick one?
Yeah. Okay. Favorite Golden Girl character?
I have to admit, I've never watched the Golden Girls.
Okay, so I haven't watched it recently. I remember watching it on TV growing up. Like, it would be on TV, and I would just watch it because I was one of those early millennials raised by TV.
Is our friend here?
Hi!
Yes!
Speaking of Golden Girls.
Speaking of. Here's your microphone over here.
Yeah. Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Judy. This is our surprise guest.
Hi, everyone.
What are you doing?
I came by with some champagne.
Yes, you're going to pop the champagne.
Exciting. Yeah, I'm here to pop it.
Okay, let's second bottle of champagne. Not very good champagne.
I almost bought some little coupes to drink out of. And I was like, this is a little Okay, this is a Bouget Cerdon Luceuil sparkling wine.
Okay.
It has a real name.
Yeah, I just call it Bougie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's how it's pronounced, really, deep down. Okay.
I like it.
Can we pop on the air? What's this?
Yes, we're popping on the air.
Shit.
Oh! Fuck.
Don't worry about it, Ferris. It's fine.
Oh, the Judith pin is here, too. It's a present for me.
Yeah, you get a cookie and a Judith pin.
Oh, man.
So for those who don't know, if you like enamel pins, you need to contact Eastside Pin Company.
Mm-hmm.
He manufactures pins for The Spy, as well as Sonic and Nathan Poppy, you know, basically all the Metro pin lords. And he has one from Judith the Band, and we got it for Judy.
Judith the Judy.
Yeah, Judith the Judy. What is this pink champagne? Are you?
Oh yeah, it's like a pink sparkling.
It's fancy.
It's pretty sweet, but it's so good.
Are you trying to get me in bed?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what.
To say yes.
I'll tell you what. I buy this by the case.
You do?
That's a hot tip for your 30s.
So we were just talking about what is a benchmark for feeling like you're an adult.
Oh,
and like,
I have one.
Okay, good.
Are you currently buying Kleenex, toilet paper, paper towels, and napkins, and only using them for their intended purpose? That's grown-up shit.
Yeah.
That's like
napkins,
next level.
No.
Well, get on my level.
So you are buying napkins.
You're not just taking them from like the fast food place? Like, because in my fast food
I do steal a lot from a fast food place.
Yeah.
Not even steal, like, but just the extras I save, but that's just thinking green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just green for the environment, saving some green.
But I'm thinking buying pink champagne by the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's some adult shit.
Yeah, it was 100% ready to go.
There you go.
I didn't have to make an errand. I didn't have to run an errand.
You just put it in the refrigerator?
It was already in the fridge.
Two bottles
in the fridge.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a lot more wine these days. Is everyone else?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah, also, we went to a wedding, and we sort of, like, took all of the booze so the couple didn't have to.
Yeah.
And now we have, like, all of this, like, open box wine
like,
at the house. And I was like, well,
nice.
Gotta get drunk.
I know. Last night I was at my friend's birthday party, and she was like, I don't really like red wine. Do you want this?
Yes.
You want this bottle? Absolutely. I was like, I'll take it off your hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm only here for the red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for all wine.
Yes, all wine.
Is this better than the Cooks?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
By leaps and bounds. If there's anything wrong with Cooks, like, I'm still going to...
It's fine.
We'll still drink it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's a different experience. So this is the benchmark of success. This fancy, bougie champagne. I'm still going to love Cooks. I mean, it's my comfort food. It's like my Kraft macaroni and cheese of booze.
Uh-huh.
So. Do you think a mimosa is served by a nicer champagne, or can you just go Cooks?
Just go Cooks.
Do you need
mimosa.
Nice orange juice, or do you want to have, like, a low standard on everything?
You want one that's not from concentrate.
Okay, yeah.
Just in that, like, the concentrate.
Like, Simply Orange.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be, like, brand name Simply Orange. I'm going to shout out Aldi again, because we're talking about them. But they have one that's basically, like, Simply Orange, but it's, like, less than $2. It's fantastic. It's what I put in my orange juice water that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, she drinks orange juice water. It's, like, water and then 4 ounces of orange juice.
What's the ratio?
So it is 4 ounces of orange juice to 28 ounces of water.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a little sweetness, and then also I don't get, like, super crampy, like, from drinking all this champagne, which I would normally, so.
Only orange juice? Other juices?
You probably could use other juices. I think orange juice is super accessible for me, and then also, like, other flavors I don't necessarily like as much, so. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like cranberry juice, but it reminds me of bad times. I think all women here can understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cranberry vodka.
Well, and then, like, urinary tract infections as well.
Yeah, did you see that tweet that was like, cranberry is not, there's no proof that cranberry helps.
Says who?
Says a tweet I saw.
What about those Azo tablets? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
There's
don't
only,
that.
Like, 6 packs of those in my...
I'll tell you, I don't get urinary tract infections in my 30s like I did in my 20s.
No.
So that's been a benchmark for me.
My life is a lot cleaner.
Shout out to our 30s.
Yeah. And monogamy. And
that's
been
monogamy.
That's pretty real.
Okay, so we were just, that was our first topic. The second topic is favorite Golden Girls character. Somebody asked.
Blanche, duh.
Okay, well, I've never seen.
She's from Oklahoma.
There you go.
No, not Blanche.
Is that Rue McClanahan?
Yeah, Rue McClanahan. Blanche is her character, right?
She's Blanche.
Yeah. Edie Rue from Ardmore.
Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I think I am definitely more of a Sophia. I think that was was B. Arthur. Is B. Arthur? Is that? It was her mom.
Yeah, Estelle Getty.
Yeah. I think I'm an Estelle Getty.
Stan.
Yeah.
That's right. Stan Estelle Getty.
We stan Estelle yeah. Getty.
Although I have to be real. Like, I feel like I don't watch Golden Girls enough for the current age. Like, I know that that's a thing you're supposed to go back and watch now. But mm-hmm. I just remember watching it on Nick at Night mm-hmm. because I was raised by TV.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to my parents.
Shout out. Shout out. Okay. So next topic. Going gray. This was one thing that we wanted your opinion on. How to do it, and oh god, I have white hairs from
yeah,
Marissa.
Yeah, so I'm not going gray. I'm going white.
No, everybody goes white. Uh-huh. There is no gray. It's either melanin on or melanin off.
Okay.
But they really? Call it gray because it like blends and like looks gray.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. When you see a woman who's like 40 mm-hmm. and it's like all solid,
yeah.
you start to look like you're wearing a wig. Mm-hmm. Even if it's your real hair just dyed.
Yeah.
So I always say kind of grow gradually. Mm-hmm. Get a relationship with somebody you can say, like, I just want to leave these. Or even, like, we can bleach these out and yeah. tone them uh-huh. in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Stay graduated.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a woman in her 70s who's, like, full color hair and then, like, a skunk stripe? White?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that.
No.
I mean, I kind of want to be that.
In a way, yes. Because you get, like, a lot of wine.
That would go with
lipstick.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. If that's your vibe, lean in hard.
Yeah.
But, I used to dye my hair just to dye my hair color. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've never dyed to cover my gray.
Yeah.
And I get compliments all the time. Your gray is amazing. I don't know what to tell you. Even my husband the other day was like, your gray hair looks really cool.
Aww. That is so sweet.
Yeah, just
shout
lean
out to
in.
Garrett.
And Garrett. The texture is always going to be different. You're just mm-hmm. going to have to work with that. You can tone it because it's always going to be like yellowy. That's tips maybe. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I was telling Mallory earlier that the girl who cuts my hair, I've known her since we used to wait tables together, and one of the rules I had was, like, let me know when I have more gray hairs than I can count on two hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then last time I went in, at the end of September, she was like, okay, Marissa, we've reached that point. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I've been doing, like, a lot of highlighting to kind of lighten it up, because my hair is the darkest shade before you actually get to black. So okay. That's a thing I've learned. Like, there's a...
Last night I was kind of stoned, and I was like, looking at my mm-hmm. bottom of my hair ponytail against, like, my bang area, which is very gray. And uh-huh. I was like, wow, imagine
yeah.
the difference. So, yeah, you get there.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, not necessarily luckily. Like, I do wish I had, like, that cool stripe, like, Rogue from X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, all
or Stacey
underneath.
From,
yeah, What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hers is really great. But I think it's, she said she has a birthmark mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. and it grows out gray.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the topic, I guess, of hair and life and 30s, one health tip that has changed your life. That's from Marissa.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer this one first if you guys want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know.
So I think that this is going to take me a long time to, like, say it, but I think it'll all come together. So one thing I used to do was I listened to all, like, the health and fitness gurus that would, you know, do magazine interviews about how often you should eat to keep your metabolism going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wound up eating, like, 80% more than I would have otherwise. And so I, through a process of just kind of, like, learning to listen to my body, lost, like, 30 pounds just eating when I was hungry and not when people mm-hmm. told me to eat. And it's, like, it should be intuitive. You should know right. that. But there's so much nonsense out there about it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the exact same thing in a different way.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Your body only has so much caloric energy to do its processes. Mm. So if you're always eating, it's always digesting.
Yeah.
You can't, like, eliminate well that way. You can't do anything else. You can't exercise. So eat enough to sustain you.
Yeah.
Eat it, digest it, move it out. Mm. Then you can eat again. And people are like, oh, you should just be snacking all day?
No,
maybe you won't
not.
Be hungry, but maybe you won't binge. Mm-hmm. Let's work on the binging.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, you have to give your body a chance to do everything.
Yeah,
that's my health
tip.
Same tip.
You don't want your, like, insulin to be spiked all day by eating all day long.
Well, that's it. If two people had it independently, that is the health tip.
Yeah. Right. I think mine is kind of in the same, like, ingesting portion.
Right.
We're women. Just drink water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My mom has always been like, her New Year's resolution is drink more water. And then I remember calling her and being like, I'm having these health issues. And she's like, you know what helps me? Mm-hmm. Just drink water. Mm-hmm. But it does help.
Yeah, like 80% of the issues
flushes
you have.
Flushes it out of you.
Also, if you, like, this is a new thing that I'm discovering. If you drink a lot of water before your first cup of coffee, you will realize you don't need
as much coffee
as you think you need.
Absolutely. I'm discovering that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It wakes you up more than coffee would. Like, yes, the 2 p.m. coffee, you absolutely need that because you're going to fall asleep at your desk. But, like,
another thing that helps wake you up is an apple. If you eat an apple and you drink your water in the morning, but sometimes you just need that coffee too.
I just like the taste of coffee.
Me too.
No, I definitely have a glass or a cup, but I don't have as much as I used to. I used to be like a 2 to 3 cup in the morning per person, and now
it's very expensive.
It does.
It does. Yeah. Do you want to pick one?
Yes.
You want to pick a topic?
I want to do one more question. Then
okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Breeze out. I don't know where my dog is. So I gotta get home. Oh. I think he's underneath the house. There's like a possum or something.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Okay. What OKC restaurant would you ask for if you were on death row? I'd like an answer from one restaurant, and then an answer where the items are from multiple restaurants.
Ooh.
So does it like okay? So this says an OKC restaurant. Does it have to be like an OKC local? Or can we just be someplace that is in OKC? Because
I would say chain?
I would say you could do someplace that's in OKC.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
if you're gonna name a chain, I want you to name the location.
Yeah,
okay. So we can paint the picture.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I think Mallory needs to start this one.
Oh,
you know more about restaurants than we do. I meal prep too much, and I live in Norman.
If I was gonna go, I would probably say like last meal, Ted's.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just like straight up gorge with chips and queso, a chimichanga meal, extra crema on the top, and sopapilla, margaritas, just like the whole gambit.
Right.
If I said like last meal. Now, the multiple meals, I would say the crab dip from Hefner Grill. The French dip from Kitchen 324.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert. Judy's just dying.
Like a dipped cone.
Dipped cone. Everything dip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything Brahms. I would say like some Brahms ice cream, like a brownie sundae or something like that. I don't know.
I think you guys will understand this. Somebody was talking about State Question 793.
Mm-hmm.
They Which one like, is that one?
I care.
Okay, yeah.
And they were saying, like, there'll be so much, like, bargain I care that it'll, like, drown out expensive I care.
Mm-hmm.
They
Heaven were, forbid like, poor folks get I care.
Exactly. And so they were like, you know, it's like the difference between, like, a good restaurant and Brahms.
You mean Brahms is a good restaurant.
And I was like,
that's how you phrase it.
If it was a state question, it'd be like, can we make Brahms more affordable for everyone?
Yeah.
Like, yes. I'm walking. I'm knocking doors for that.
They
so.
Have to have 2 for $5 deals on their gallons of ice cream at all times.
Priority,
like
priorities
for Cheddar Bites. I'd pick Sonic Cheddar Bites as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to start with a classic grill chicken fried steak.
Mm.
But I want to go in there like on a busy day.
Yeah.
A little bit of a line. I like the experience of a restaurant as much as the food.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for a lunch? I'd go down to Greek House.
Yeah.
Get like the plate from Greek House for me.
Uh-huh.
I might go, Chileno's.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Just like a feast.
Yeah.
You're definitely eating dairy at that last meal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. And then probably a Brahms mix. I've been really missing frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Not eating dairy right now. Listeners.
Yeah.
That's really the tough part is my ice cream habit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So.
Operational on, what was it? Windows 8. And this was in like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know.
That's insane. I could not stop reading about it the other day. So that's it. That's for another pod. That's for what's that one podcast that they talk about Oklahoma stuff? Sorry for the inconvenience or something. I can't remember what it's called. So you wrote a post and it's about the best snow cone flavors. So everybody needs to go on and read it. But I have a bone to pick.
Yes.
About... First of all, one of the flavors you said would be really good is ranch dressing, obviously.
I mean, I would drink it.
Like, so the Hidden Valley is garbage?
Okay. Let me explain. Like, I can appreciate it as a pre-made ranch option.
Right.
However, like, if that is your pinnacle of ranchdom,
yeah.
I want you to branch out. Branch your ranch.
I mean, you said Mazio's or Hideaway, which is both great ranches.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that used to work for Mazio's when she was in high school, and she taught me the recipe.
Well, what is it?
Can I say it on?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's like, this is what I think. It's like one
Listen
part
up, everyone.
Mayonnaise, one part buttermilk, and then the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you whisk it like crazy.
All right, I'll be making that then. Mm-hmm. I did go out with a guy on Tinder, and he was like, I used to work at Mazzio's for like 12 years, and he texted me the recipe, and then I like never heard from him again.
he was the rancher. He gave you what you needed and left your life. Right. That's more than most Tinder dates will do. Let's be real.
I'm very lucky. And then Brahm sauce. What is that?
Have you never had Brahm sauce?
No.
Oh my God, I'm so excited that I get to introduce this to you. So you've had Cane's sauce, right? Yeah. Raising Cane's. So it's kind of like that, but I like Brahm sauce better. It's kind of got like a saltier sort of taste to it. I'm pretty sure that it is mayonnaise, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, and seasoned salt.
Okay.
And then you dip your chicken strips in there. So if you've never gotten Brahm sauce, if you don't order chicken strips, like you can get it with your chicken strips as your sauce of choice. Uh-huh. But if you just order it on the side, like it's really good with fries, mm-hmm. but then they're going to charge you 50 cents extra.
Okay. Okay. We tried the signature sauce from Sonic, which is a new sauce that they have.
Ooh.
And it's kind of like Chick-fil-A sauce, except a little bit more ketchup-y, barbecue-y sauce. Okay. So I really liked it. And my boyfriend, who does not like cream-based sauces at all, ate like a whole thing of it. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was good.
He doesn't like cream-based sauces?
He doesn't like mayo or sour cream or anything like that. Or like even queso that much.
What?
I don't know. He's a freak. That's like, but it's like more for me, I guess. Yeah, you guys need to go on here and read her snow cone post because it's the best. Okay, so let's see. I've been talking about weight loss a lot, and so I kind of wanted to talk to you because I know we've talked about it. I wanted to talk to you about your weight loss, the program you did through your work, kind of like mental health in regards to weight loss, all that kind of stuff, time management. I kind of wanted to get your opinion or get your ear on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So just kind of tell your story, I guess.
Okay. So before
writing, I'm just like a filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's just coming through me onto the paper, and it's not until somebody else mm-hmm. looks at it and is like, oh, you're doing this,
yeah.
and this.
You're or
like,
you're what? Influenced by this. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess I am. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that.
Even like a literature class, when you're studying whoever, and you're like, this is what this means. Well, maybe they didn't know that they wrote it
totally.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and in music and all that kind of stuff. So right. I think that's super interesting.
It is.
And this is making my brain work so hard because my actual job is like, oil and gas, like data. So it's like so
firm in place.
Like this is the process. This is what we need to do. This needs to be right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So I think we touched on this a little bit earlier, but where are some of your favorite places to take pictures? And are you like, I'm just going to go take pictures for fun?
Okay. So I wish that I was more like that. I know. I'm like, again, I really wish that I was the kind of person that was like, you will not find me without my camera. And I'm like traveling the world and loving to document every little aspect of my life. That is like, that's not me.
Okay.
And I wish it was, because I feel like that is this very like free spirit kind of like vibe that I wish to be or something. But
life isn't really like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, people can make it seem like that, but you're still having to like chase your kids down. Yeah.
Totally. My camera's heavy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to take it unless I'm making money.
Yeah.
Like it's when something is your job, even you can love it.
Yeah.
And I do. I wouldn't want to change it. But like, yeah, it's hard for me to be like, okay, we're just going here to eat or we're going to the zoo for the day or whatever. I'm like, I'm not taking that.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my camera. I got my iPhone, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that really is where like the iPhone comes into play. I do still take a lot of pictures like of my kids or mm-hmm. if we go out to eat like or at a coffee shop. Like mm-hmm. I for sure am still taking pictures on my iPhone, but like I'm probably not thinking through it as much or paying as much attention to like detail and stuff as I would be if I was like,
because
if it was
not
a job.
You're not in work mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
exactly.
just doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's your, since you've been back in February, you've been out to eat Nonesuch. You like Nonesuch. Mm-hmm. What are some other restaurants that you've been like loving?
Yeah. So I would put Bar Abelotta back on that list.
Yeah.
I went there again last night.
Okay.
We,
what did we have? We had the deep fried potatoes and the corn fritters with honey.
Yum.
And
sounds great.
And they have cocktails for $6.
That's awesome.
All the time.
And that's one trend that I really love. Yeah. Pony Boy does it too. It's like a $5 cocktail menu.
Right.
And yeah, because when you go into bar, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to be spending $30 on two cocktails.
Right.
So it's like, it's nice to have that affordable option.
It is.
Because sometimes you don't want something fancy. You're like, I just want to feel that buzz.
I know. You don't want something super fancy, but you want to be in a pretty environment.
Yeah.
I have that torn all the time in my mind.
Me and my friend Judy were talking about, shout out to Ryan Fogle and Ashley Cooper, I guess Fogle now, they run Ride OKC. It's a bike tour company.
Cool.
They just got married. Okay. And they had some of their wedding photos at Bar Arbolada.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, let Sarah Kate do the work for you. Like,
seriously, it's already so beautiful.
Yeah, I'll show you when we're always done recording. But they look, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I would also say, like, Kitchen 324 is beautiful. Great food. Barrios.
Uh-huh. I don't like Barrios.
You don't like Barrios? Why?
I don't like the food.
Okay.
I had been 3 times. I went for the soft opening. I went for like drinks and dinner with some of my girlfriends. And then I went on a date and the whole time it's a beautiful, beautiful restaurant, but the food is not that good.
Oh, man.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
So I just had not had good experiences. I should probably revisit because it has been a year since I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've changed their menu. I love all the other Good Egg restaurants.
Okay.
And I'm like always giving them promo. Yeah. I'm like, I will go to Kitchen 324.
Yeah.
I will go to Cheever's. I will go everywhere else.
Yeah.
Mexican food, I like the trashy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me Chilino's.
Yeah.
Give me Ted's.
Oh, I agree with that. We went to Ted's the other day. Yeah. So. Totally. I mean, it's funny because when we lived in DC, there just was not a ton of like fast food options. And so it was this like time in our lives for the first time ever, you know, that we were like not eating fast food all the time, eating more like local places, which I love. And that is so close to my heart.
Yeah.
But now that we're back, I'm like, cane sauce, like that is a real thing. So, I mean, that's pretty funny too.
Chick-fil-A is so convenient.
Absolutely. And we live on like 16th and Penn. So I mean, right down there on Penn is like the mecca of like any fast food. Chicken places. There are so many chicken places here.
On 23rd and
Penn. Yeah.
They call it, I feel like it's like Chicken Corner or something like that. It's like they have a cute name
for
it.
That's amazing.
I used to live on 42nd and Penn. Okay. So that was like kind of my little spot.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. How can people like reach you, get in touch with you, look at your pictures? Because I'm sure this is a podcast. You can't see anything.
Right. Yeah. So my current website is rachellynphotography.com.
Okay.
Lynn has one N. And then mainly to stay up with me, the most current way is Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And my handle is @RachellynPhotog.
Okay.
And then I wish that we would have already launched Misery Visuals Co. by now.
We'll promote it when you do it.
And if you follow along with me on Instagram, then you'll see updates and stuff like that.
Okay. Awesome. And I'll post all your information too.
Cool.
On the Over Easy blog.
Awesome.
And this will go up tomorrow.
Oh, so, fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
It was so great to meet you.
I know. You too.
And I had an awesome time.
Same.
And can I come with you to your food shoots?
Absolutely.
Okay,
definitely.
All right. Well, you can follow me on OKC Over Easy on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook, which Facebook is a little dead right now. I usually don't post anything on there. But if you're a Facebook fan, just go ahead and like it. And you can also visit OKCOverEasy.com. Thank you guys for listening, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Is dill pickle and beef dip. What is that?
It's Alaska.
That sounds great.
What is Minnesota?
Minnesota. Okay, so we're going to talk about Minnesota a second. Which one is Minnesota?
Oh, there are chili.
Okay, chili. I want to go to Minnesota. That's where the Super Bowl is.
I've been to the Mall of America.
I have too. I've been there more than one time. Minneapolis. I want to go to Minneapolis because I read an article on the internet and I'm very susceptible. And
Minneapolis is the food world's best kept secret.
It's on delish.com. I'm going to post all these in the show info as well.
I want one of those burgers from those burger dueling places.
So Minneapolis is like the new like food city.
Right.
I want to go there.
And I loved an article where it was saying like the worse the weather gets outside, the more people come into the parlor of the restaurants.
Yeah, I'm like,
first of all, the parlor. The parlor. Second of all, it's like shitty outside, but people are like really wanting some good food and drinks. So they said the drinks are just like
so good.
Everywhere.
I was looking at the cocktail game is like
there's a lot off of distilleries.
So if you guys have, I know Jordan has because she had gone to Minneapolis, but if you guys had